State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Going to college is not something every young person wants to do. Going to high school isn't even something all kids want to do. So I've been taking a look at options for these young people. I've taken a look so far at alternative education, and today, the military. It's a choice more than a few young people make. 18-year-old Adam Tyson, at home in Monroe, Michigan, is one of them.
School is not really my thing. A lot of people say, well, maybe you can just go to community college and get your grades up and go to a university. I don't want to do that.
Tyson will graduate high school next month. In September, he leaves for basic training in South Carolina. He wants to be a Marine, but joining the military is not a choice he thinks young people should take lightly.
Don't just jump into it, and don't always trust a recruiter 100%. It's not that they're lying to you, but they can't guarantee anything. Just make sure it's what you want to do.
Like Tyson, most people who join the military aren't doing it to be practical.
And you have to want to do it. You can't just want to do it to get college paid for. You have to want to be there.
The armed forces can be dangerous, of course. Just in terms of job security, however, it also makes more sense now than it did even a few decades ago. That's not because the military has changed. It's because the economy has changed.
This is Staff Sergeant Jacob Smith. I am the center leader for the Jackson Army Recruiting Station.
Smith's job to recruit folks is made easier by youth unemployment rates as high as 18%. He's pushing a package where housing and food and medical are paid for.
And then your paycheck is going to be about $18,000 at the same time. So when you add everything up, your first year, you're already looking between $36,000 to $39,000.
If soldiers want to move back into the civilian workforce once they leave, it's easier if they're still healthy, mentally and physically, and if they've picked a career route early.
I know it's hard for young people to want to sit down and plan their whole life out, but there's a lot of jobs in the military that will set you up for the real world.
That's Michael Fleischer. He's a fire captain, and we're at his station in Battle Creek. He says his parents didn't have money for him to go to college, and they pushed him toward the military. When he went in, he had to sign a contract and pick a job, just like everyone does. He made sure he had a job he actually wanted. He says if you don't, your job could be boring or dangerous or both.
Whatever's open, they'll just stick you in there. So it's pretty important to get that contract.
Fleischer joined the Air Force's firefighting service. He got classes and certifications paid for that way. Then he became a civilian firefighter.
I love my job. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'd do it exactly the way I did it again.
Fleischer likes how his life and career turned out, but he's pushing his three kids toward college. He just wants his kids to be selective about the path they choose. The military is also very selective these days. They have fewer spots to fill and can be pickier about who they choose to fill them. And then, says Army recruiter Sergeant Smith, there's the matter of the test.
In order to enlist in the Army, you have to pass the ASVAB.
All right, once again, that's the ASVAB. It's a basic skills test.
And we turn away an easy five times more people that don't pass the test than the ones that can and get enlisted.
That failure rate might seem surprising, but it does track with Michigan's public school performance. On the state's test, only around 20% of Michigan's high schoolers score proficient in math and science. Smith does tutoring for the Army's test, in part because it's what he likes to do. When he leaves the military, he wants to be a teacher. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.